Bikurim Perek Gimel Mishnah Base 3:2. We now discuss how the Bikurim are brought to Yerushalayim, and what's driving this Mishnah is the principle of Barov Am Hadras Melech. With the multitudes is the glory of the king, meaning that when we bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, we want it to be done like in a parade with many people together, and therefore we'll arrange everyone in the neighborhood, in the vicinity of a particular part of Eretz Yisrael, to go together. So this is that procedure. Now, the way it's working is that Eretz Yisrael is divided into 24 zones. Let's call them counties, for lack of a better term. And each of those have a designated ma'amad. Remember from Sechas Tainus, perhaps. The ma'amad was the group of special designees from that county, we'll call it, who represent the Yisrael component, as opposed to the Kohen and Levi component of the Jewish people in the Beis HaMikdash when the communal offerings that are brought, like the daily tamid and the offerings that are brought every day in the morning and the afternoon. So because they're brought on behalf of the whole Jewish people, we need to have representatives of the whole Jewish people there. We have Kohanim and Levim present in the Beis HaMikdash. We need some Yisraelim also. So what happened is that just as there are 24 Mishmarim, 24 groups into which the Kohanim are divided, and they'll each take a turn a week at a time, going up to Yerushalayim to do the various procedures that they carry out in the Beis HaMikdash. So there'll be 24 ma'amados, 24 different groups of Yisraelim who will also go up to Yerushalayim. Those who can go up to Yerushalayim and are present there. Those who can't stay home, and they'll actually do a special Torah readings, davening, fasting, etc. All is laid out there in Maseches Tainus. In any case, so what's happening is that the Eretz Yisrael is going to be divided up into 24, I'll call them counties, zones, called the ma'amad. And each ma'amad has a rosh ma'amad, has like the head of the ma'amad group, and he will be like the organizer and like the central leader of not just the ma'amad when they would go up to Yerushalayim, but also here when they go up to Yerushalayim, not for the sake of the korbanos, but for the sake of the bikurim. So what's happening here? It says ketzed ma'alin es bikurim. How does it go about that the people throughout Eretz Yisrael bring up their bikurim to Yerushalayim? Kol ha'yaros shebemamad, all the different cities in that county. When the Mishnah talks about a city and ear, don't think of cities of hundreds of thousands of people. Think of them as small, what we would call towns or villages, or maybe even neighborhoods that are around that metro area. And they would all miskansos le'ir shelmamad. They would all gather together in the neighborhood or city of the Rosh Mamad, whoever's in charge. They would all come to his city. They would gather there, v'lanin b'rachova shel'ir. The night before they're going to go up, they would all spend the night, stay overnight in the rachova, means the, I'll call it the public square. Every city had a public space where people could gather for different communal activities, and this is called the rachova, and that's what's happening here. Everyone stays overnight in the rachova, in that plaza. V'lo hayu nechnasin labatim. They are not to be housed inside the homes of the people who live in that city where the Rosh Hamamad lives. Another reason is because we're afraid that perhaps someone will die overnight somewhere in the city, and then the people who are staying overnight in that house would then become Tamei Meis, wouldn't be able to do the Bikurim and so on. So to obviate, to prevent that from happening, we'll have everyone sleep outside in the Rechova. Now, v'lamashkim, in the morning, when it's time to get up, first thing, haya hamamuna, the person who's designated to do so, presumably this Rosh Hamamad, he would say, kumu, everyone rise, v'na'ale, let us go up, let us ascend, tzion, el beis Hashem Elokeinu, let us arise and go to tzion, meaning Yerushalayim, to the house of Hashem our God, a referencing to the Beis HaMikdash. The truth is that many of yourselves want the word base house taken out here, and because this is really based on a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Aleph, and there the word bias doesn't appear, so it would be Kumu v'na'ale tzion el Hashem Elokeinu. Wake up and let's ascend to Tzion, to Zion, to Hashem our God.